I know y'all are getting tired, and I'll be real brief and quick. I've saw back there silently for most of that, and I really appreciate that tribute. I told Karen early on, I said, I know y'all are going to try to do something. I said, I don't want you to do anything, because this banquet's about celebrating the accomplishments of our students. And I want you to keep the focus on them. Don't cry for me, because I'm going to be very happy, I promise you, where I'm headed. It has been a wonderful career. I would not change anything. I would not go back and study another area. I would still be a Trigg County FFA advisor. Might not do it anywhere else, but I'd do it here all over again, all day, every day. It's been wonderful. And just the memories that I have, I look out here and I see so many people that I had in class and so many people that we've been on committees with and done things in this community, and I'm staying right here. I'm like Mike Wright used to always say, I was born right over here at the hospital, and I went to school right here, and I taught school right here, and I'm going to be buried in the cemetery right over there next to it. And it's kind of that way for me, too. I'm going to spend it all right here, and I'm still going to be here in this community. And I don't know what the next chapter holds. Retirement's pretty nice, but it probably won't fund my lifestyle. I know it won't fund my daughter's lifestyle. She's still on the payroll. If we can get her off the payroll, I can probably be really retired. But just kidding. Love you, Lily. Thanks for coming, too. I'm probably going to work somewhere. If y'all have any great ideas, tell me. I'm looking to do something kind of blue-collar. I think Mr. Eagleson might have a job for me.
Always sub.
Always sub. I probably should tell everybody here to come see you if they're interested in subbing, shouldn't I? He used to try to hire bus drivers all the time. Now he's trying to hire substitutes, so that's good. Really, really glad to have Mr. Eagleson here with us tonight and the fact that he's our principal here. Really appreciate your support. And it's not because of you. That's not why I'm retiring. That's absolutely not why I'm retiring. That's probably one of the best things that's happened in our center in my career. He really cares. He's really there. He's really working with all of our programs. And we're very lucky and fortunate to have him. So that's not the reason at all. I just know it's time. Time for me to move on and do something just a bit different. But it's really been a wonderful, wonderful career. Noah, would you stand up for just a minute? Noah received the honorary degree. This young man right here has impressed the socks off me as a student teacher. And he worked mostly with Ms. Nolcox. He's also worked in my program, too. And we're very fortunate to have Noah Peake. I can rest very easy knowing that Noah is going to be the FFA advisor and fill my shoes and go beyond that. And I told him early on, I said, don't do what I've done. Do what you're going to do and do it better and take it forward. And I'm so happy and thrilled for him, too. So I just want to thank you again. I said I wasn't going to talk long. I've already talked too long. So if David Ferkin was here, he'd be tapping his watch right now for sure. But I really do appreciate that tribute. I didn't expect it. It is about these kids. Y'all come up and congratulate what they've done. They have been wonderful to work with. It's made it fun to go to work every year. Karen, thank you so much. I'm not leaving. I'm just a phone call away. I think you got to give me 90 days, but after 90 days, you can call me. I'll help you do anything. All right. Thanks again. I appreciate it so much.